Hey, Vine fam, welcome to our 2024 year-end review where we celebrate all that Jesus has allowed us to get to be a part of in 2024, but also look forward with expectation and anticipation for how He wants us to thrive in 2025. If I haven't had the pleasure to meet you yet, my name is Tyler West. I get to serve as the founder and lead pastor of the Vine Church here in Spartanburg, South Carolina. And what we're doing today is what we do each and every year around this time of year. We have what's called our Winter Sabbath. And over our Winter Sabbath, we don't gather together physically and load in and load out. We still, though, gather together virtually. And so if it's your first time getting to hang out with us, we just want to say thank you for spending this time with us. We also just want to invite you to connect with us in our virtual garden, which is a space and a place we've created specifically for you. And the beauty of the world that we live in technology is this space and a place can actually be found on your phone. And here's how you can do that today. Go to thevine.tv/app. It'll bring you to our free Vine Church app. And what you're going to find in there is everything that's happening throughout the week. You're going to find a place for you to submit prayer requests. You can follow along with us on the message throughout the week. Also, you can see past messages. But most importantly, it's a place where you can connect with us and maybe even share what Jesus is doing in your life. So make sure you download that today at thevine.tv/app. And so today, we just want to have our 2024 year interview and celebrate. So if you're with me, give me an amen. Amen wherever we're watching around the world today. If you've got your Bible today, let's go ahead and get to the book of Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Now, if you grew up in church, what we're going to share is something very familiar. But if you didn't grow up in church, that's great too. We're so glad that you're here because we want to make it as easy as possible for you to follow along with us and look to Jesus and all that He has in store for us today. So if you've got your Bible, go ahead and get to Acts chapter 2. If you don't, once again, you can follow along with us in the Vine Church app, but we say it every week. I'm so thankful for Zach Candler and our Vine production team to make sure wherever you're watching around the world throughout the week, the scripture will be on the screen for you. So if you're at Acts 2 today, let's go ahead and give Jesus a praise. We can give Him an amen. Come on, we can do that. Let's go ahead and get to Acts chapter 2. And we're going to start in verse 42 and 43. But without that, we would be remiss if we didn't start by reminding everyone here at the Vine Church that Jesus is the center. Jesus is the center. Now, that southern drawl right now would mess you up if our Vine production team wasn't here, because you would think I said Jesus is the center, like the center. No, the center, like the center. He is the gravitational force behind everything we do at the Vine. We do not do anything if Jesus hasn't called us to it. So everything we do is centered upon Jesus. He is the one leading us step by step, and we're going to see that lived out here in the Acts 2 church. And it says this in Acts 42 and verse 43. It says this about the Acts 2 church. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship and to breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. Now, this is important for each and every one of us to understand, because here at the Vine Church, not only is Jesus the center of everything we do, we believe here at the Vine Church in honoring one another to glorify God. We believe in honoring one another to glorify God. That's what we see happening here in the Acts Church. They devote themselves to each other. They look to God. They see the apostles sharing the word of God. They teach the word of God to each other. They have fellowship with each other. They break bread with each other. And because of that, they get to be filled with awe at the signs and wonders of Jesus moving through each and every one of them. And so we just want to celebrate here at the Vine Church in 2024 on Sundays some amazing things that Jesus has allowed us to get to be a part of. Each and every week, we average about 20 adults on a Sunday, 7 Vine kids, 16 serving sowers, and 642 EFAM, or who you are watching online, our extended family, throughout the week, through our devotionals, through our Vine worship, and through our Vine Kids messages. It is absolutely incredible that Jesus is taking this platform, this stream that is technology, and isn't only using it for when we get to gather virtually, but when we get to gather physically each and every week. So thank you to all of our sowers who serve each and every week. You are living out, honoring one another to glorify God. You are putting others above yourselves. And that is the model that Jesus has given each and every one of us to live. Verse 44 and 45 says this. It says, all the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Now, this is the place where I get to talk about the Learjet and the second beach house, right? No, you know that's not what we're about here at the Vine Church, because here at the Vine Church, we're not about ourselves. We just talked about honoring one another to glorify God. Here at the Vine Church, we believe you can't outgive God. We believe you can't outgive God. If God calls you to do something with a dollar, we believe he'll do more with that dollar than the million you can do on your own. Let's even put it to you this way, than the trillion you can do on your own. You may think you can do good things, and you know what? You just might. But you can't do great eternal things without Jesus being the center of your life, honoring one another to glorify God, and believing in faith that you can outgive God. And so I'm thankful to each and every one of our sowers here at the Vine Church who give of their time, their talent, and their treasure. Something we're celebrating right now is in 2024, Jesus allowed us to collect and receive $136,297.90 in tithes and offerings. Now, inside of that, we collect special offerings. Sometimes there's a ministry that the Lord will lay on our heart, or we have what's called our Heart for the House offering that we usually collect in the spring and during Christmas season. And so of that $136,000 and some change, if you will, $42,486.70 were special offerings collected. In other words, designated offerings to go to different ministries. When we talk about those ministries, it's amazing. We've got to be a part of giving to Jumpstart Ministry, which is a ministry that meets prisoners right where they are in prison and helps them find Jesus. And not only helps them find Jesus when they get out of prison, help them to not what we call assimilate, but instead live fully who Jesus has created them to be, so that they do not go back to prison for the same offenses. Recidivism, if you will. We supported the Carolina Pregnancy Center, who protects the sanctity of life and who goes and has a voice for the voiceless. We've given to the Hope Center for Children, who help foster children who have no home have a home, who help children who have been forgotten and neglected have a space and a place that is safe where they can meet Jesus. We've given to Invisible Ministries, more on that in a moment, which is a ministry that meets those who are homeless or unhoused, if you will, literally on the street each and every week. We've given to Samaritan's Purse, not only through Operation Christmas Child when it came to that, but the special offering that we collected was for Hurricane Helene relief that was absolutely devastated us here in South Carolina and North Carolina. North Carolina still isn't even close to cleaning up the devastation. And so I want to say thank you to each and every one of our sowers for giving to that obediently to the Lord, because the offering is above the tithe. And so thank you for doing that, because in that, not only did we have these special tithes and offerings we've been able to give, we were able to give $13,630 to the local church around the world. And in addition to that, we were able to give $6,815 to gospel-centered nonprofits. Now here, when we talk about this at the Vine Church, we talk about it being sown into global missions, because it's not about us. We aren't trying to have the biggest building or our name on bricks, or trying to make sure that we leave a legacy, because it's not about us leaving a legacy. It's about our lives being fully lived for the Lord. And so wherever you are today, I just want to say thank you to our sowers, because you've lived out You Can't Outgive God, because here at the Vine Church, we always believe and live out 10% of all tithes and offerings received monthly go out to that local church around the world, but also 5% go out to gospel-centered nonprofits. We have not only been able to do that, but we have exceeded it here at the Vine Church. And I just want to say thank you to all of our sowers for continuing to live that obediently. I know loading in and loading out can make us feel like it's tiring, but know that we are sowing seeds and tilling the soil for the harvest that Jesus wants to bring and building his kingdom in and through us. And so today, maybe that's something Jesus has laid on your heart. You would like to partner with us in getting the gospel to the ends of the earth and getting the voice to the voiceless and being able to give of our time, our talent, and our treasure. And I want to offer you this opportunity to do that today. You can do that at thevine.tv/give. You can give in our free Vine Church app. Again, I just want to tell you, here at Sowers, just think of it this way. We average 20 adults, and look at what we've given. We gave over $20,000 just to gospel-centered nonprofits and local churches around the world, not to mention $42,000 in special offerings. It is absolutely amazing. I'm so thankful for our sowers. We would love for you to be a part of that. So join us today at thevine.tv/give. It goes on to say this about the Vine, about the Acts 2 church, if you will. It says in verse 46, every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts. glad and sincere hearts. So not only did Acts 2 church devote each of their time to each other, not only did they gather together and spend time in the Word of God together, now they are having fellowship and community together. That's why here at the Vine Church, we believe life change happens best in Christian community. Life change happens best in Christian community, as we just see here in Acts 2:46, and we're going to see this lived out here in just a few moments, how that even plays out even more, because it still rings true today. You can do some great things. You can get an assembly. We're about to celebrate. Probably everyone here in the next month is going to celebrate a great team winning a Super Bowl. And I just want to tell you, that's a good thing that you can do, but it won't do anything in the grand scheme of things. A Super Bowl 16 champion didn't change the eternity like Christ has for each and every one of us. And so we believe Christians gathering together in community is what matters. And so that's why we celebrate each and every Sunday, that we have got to be a part of answering prayer requests. We do that through our Vine Church app. We do that online each and every week. We do that through our messages. You'll see a lot of times a link under there that will invite you to respond to the message through prayer, or maybe getting baptized, or just want to celebrate all that the Lord's doing in your life. And so this past year, celebrating that, in 2024, we were blessed to answer 403 prayer requests at the Vine Church. 403, that is absolutely insane in the membrane, if you will. That is absolutely crazy that Jesus has allowed us to answer each and every one of those. Well, really, He's answering it. We're just getting to be a part of Him answering it. Not only that, we celebrate that life change happening in a Christian community. We got to see four garden visits when we gathered together physically over 2024. That's incredible. That means that we are trying to do everything we can not to keep the gospel centered in one location, but go out and live it in the streets. One thing I'm excited about more than anything, and I know that sounds crazy and I shouldn't be, but it's okay because I love it, because I think that this is the Acts 2 church in action. As we started a women's Bible study, actually we didn't, one of our sowers did, Ruby Cromer started a women's Bible study that meets on Tuesday nights. So now we have more than one opportunity. We gather together on Thursday nights for our greenhouse, but now maybe you're trying to get in a women's only Bible study. We're celebrating that Ruby Cromer did that. We'd love to give you information on that, when they meet, how they meet, and what you need. I'm pretty sure you just got to show up and you'll be welcomed with open arms. And last but not least, over this past year, we were so blessed not only to see a women's Bible study that happened, but also we got to see our young adults ministry start gathering together once a month. It's absolutely incredible that we do that, because if you think about it, in your walk with Christ, it was probably about college that you started to question it the most. And why do you question it the most outside of college? It's because you get out of the home. You don't have to have mom and dad. You don't have to please them by going to church every week. And you can just kind of be wandering. And then one little seed is planted that gives you a little bit of doubt, and all of a sudden that doubt is sown and it gives sprout to you walking away from the church. And we don't want that, because once again, Jesus is the center of all we do. And so we are so thankful for the gathering of our young adults ministry. We thank you to the Bridges for continuing to do that each and every month. If you would like to join that, you let us know. We will get you the information. And it is, again, let me make this, it's for 18 to 25 years old. That ship sailed for me a long time ago. But if you are in that bracket, it's for boys and girls, or young men and young women, I should say, better, for 18 to 25 years old. We would love for you to be a part of that. So let's see how this works out in the Acts 2 church. Acts 2:47 says this: praising God and enjoying the favor of all people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. So see, because they gathered together, because they built their life around the Lord, because they gave themselves to the Lord and everything was in common good, they were willing to give to each other as unto the Lord, serve each other as unto the Lord, but most importantly, made sure when they gathered, it wasn't about their problems, about their issues, but about Jesus, He added to their number daily. That's why we believe here at the Vine Church, living a big faith-filled life, always mess that up. Living a faith-filled big life starts with small next steps in Christ. Living a faith-filled big life starts with small next steps in Christ. I'm so thankful for the grace of the Lord. I always flip that, because you know, we want to live a big life, but it doesn't really, is not going to be a big life unless it's faith-filled. So one more time, living a faith-filled big life starts with small next steps in Christ. Here at the Vine Church, we have been so blessed each and every year we've got to gather together. Jesus has added to His kingdom each and every year. And so this year we can celebrate that we saw one salvation in 2024. And that is absolutely amazing to us, because even if we do all of this work, if just one person comes to know Jesus, it's all worth it. All the serving, all the giving, all the community, everything. If nothing comes of it but one person meeting Jesus, it's all worth it. And so we celebrate getting to see one salvation, and we know that Jesus has in store many more as we walk obediently to him. And so that's where I want us to end today, because the most important thing is we get to gather and look forward to thriving in 2025. As here at the Vine Church, we believe we are God's plan for growing his church. We are God's plan for growing his church. What I don't see here in Acts 2 was the person who had the most followers online, the person who spoke the most, the person who knew the most about the Bible, or how big the building is, or how many campuses people had, or how great the cars were that people were serving, or how great they dressed on a Sunday, or how many things they went to, how many degrees they had, how much education they had. No, the Acts 2 church says that as long as we are building our life around Christ, we are part of him growing his church. They weren't trying to have a selective social media campaign or a big sign outside that was bigger than everyone else's. It was the people centering their life on the Lord and living a life of invitation to bring others in to the hope and the joy and the life that is found through Christ alone. So as we end our time together today, I want to say thank you to all of our sowers. We've celebrated 7 faithful years of obedience and following the Lord, and I'm so thankful and expectant to all that he wants us to be a part of to thrive in 2025. But as we step into 2025, maybe that's what you're looking for. You're trying to figure out how you can thrive in 2025. It's past that Friday where everyone quits on their New Year's resolution. Most of them are just putting it off until next week, and that'll be Christmas before you know it. The only way that you can truly thrive in your life is if your life is built on Christ. Because see, you and I, we weren't made to be separated from Christ, but this thing called sin has kept us separate. What is sin, you ask? Well, sin is anything that is against God's perfect will. Sin is anything that is not perfect. And no matter how much you and I try to keep our New Year's resolution, no matter how much we give, no matter how many groups we start, no matter how many prayer requests we answer, no matter how many times we serve at the soup kitchen, no matter how many times we are on the street serving those who live on the streets, or even in the prisons serving those who seem to have lost all hope, it will not save us. We cannot be perfect. See, you and I were created to be in a relationship with a perfect God. And so since we can't be perfect, we are separated from him. Instead of leaving us in this separated state, hopeless state, trying to figure out how to thrive on our own, God said, I'm going to make a way for you to thrive for eternity. John 3:16 and 17 reminds us of what God has done for us. And it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal or everlasting life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. In other words, you and I in our sin are condemned, and the only result of that is death. And God said, no, I have a better way for you to thrive. I'm going to come to you. Live the perfect sinless life you couldn't live through my one and only son. He's going to die the death you deserve, which is the penalty for your sins for all eternity, being your atoning sacrifice. And I'm going to love you enough. You're not going to have to wait to thrive until you die physically on this earth. You get to live heaven on earth now and thrive now. And so that's the question I have for you. What are you trying to do to thrive right now? Take off all the resolutions. Take off everything else on your list that isn't Jesus. And I would ask you today, would you consider Jesus? We're about to say a prayer right now. It's not the prayer that saves you. It's the faith that Jesus is who he says he is. And so with every head bowed and every eye closed, we're going to pray this prayer of faith out loud for the benefit of those coming to faith for the first time. Repeat the words of this prayer after me. Dear Jesus, I believe I'm a sinner separated from you. I believe you came, lived the perfect sinless life I couldn't live, died the death I deserve, paying the penalty for my sins on the cross, but loved me enough not to stay dead, but rose again on the third day so that I may have life. Take over my life, Lord. Teach me to follow you step by step the rest of my life the best way I know how. And if that's you today and it's the first time you have prayed that prayer of faith and accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we would like to celebrate with you. So on the count of three, I'm going to ask you to respond. 1, 2, 3. Here's how you're going to respond. You can have a raised hand emoji. You can say, I've given my life to Jesus. Or you can easily go and shoot us a message in our Vine Church app or go to thevine.tv/respond. And we would love to celebrate this decision with you because this isn't the finish line. This isn't your fire or your hell insurance. This is the starting block to thrive, not only the rest of your life, but for all of eternity. And the best way you do that is how the Acts 2 church did it, by gathering together in a local church near you. We would love to help you do that today. So please let us know if you're responding to the invitation and have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And for the rest of us, I can't wait to see your smiling face next week and all that Jesus has for us as we get to gather together again and continue to walk through how we are going to get to thrive in the Lord in 2025. We say it each and every week. We always have a seat saved for you. You can join us at the YMCA in downtown Spartanburg at 151 Rebalt Street. We'd love to not only have a seat saved for you, we might even have some zero-calorie snacks, maybe even some breakfast. I'm just saying, make sure you make plans to join us at 10 a.m. next Sunday, 151 Rebalt Street in Spartanburg, South Carolina, the downtown YMCA. Have an awesome week. I pray that this is your best year yet, and always remember, the best is still yet to come.